Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for my second review of the weekend. You guys know I like to give you whatever is streaming number one on Netflix. And I did The Colony yesterday, which I dropped that episode. So definitely go check that one out to see what that was all about. But there was another movie that dropped recently, and is now number one, and it's called Brazen, starring Alyssa Milano. And not to sound mean or anything, but I didn't even know she was really still acting. The last time one of her performances made any kind of impression on me was a movie called Embrace the Vampire. Not because it was any good, and I'm going to date myself here, but I remember her as Sam from Who's the Boss, which was a sitcom on TV back in the day. And this was like the first adult role I remember her in. It was a rated R movie. And if I recall, she was naked in it. Not naked, she was naked. But don't ask me what the movie was about. I'm assuming it was about vampires. So that's in the title, I guess. But but anyway, this one's listed as a mystery thriller. And I wonder, in her older age, did she get those acting chops up? Well, what is this one about? Well, Alyssa plays a character called Grace. She's a famous writer of crime, murder, mysteries. Her sister calls her and needs her help. And we get the impression she's had this troubled past and, like, she doesn't have custody of her son. She's getting divorced or, you know, there's a lot of other stuff going on there. But she is a teacher now. And she also has another job that she's hiding from everyone. Spoiler free, I won't get into that. While Grace is out on a date with the neighbor, who happens to be a police detective, her sister is killed in her home after doing, you know, her job. She comes home and finds her, and yeah, that's where I'll stop. From there, you know, she finds out more about what her sister was up to and works with the police to find her sister's killer. And what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 17% on the Rotten scale, with the audience at an 18%. And yeah, so what did I think? Well, let me start with the positives. Let me see. It looks pretty good visually. I mean, there are some drone shots that they used in this, which I guess were there to reflect, like, the feeling that someone's watching. And that was kind of cool. That was okay. It was in that sweet spot, right around 90 minutes. So, you know, not too much of a time investment. And, let me see. Yeah, that's about it for the positives. I'm not going to keep you in suspense. This one is really bad. It just feels like a made-for-TV movie. Or better yet, one of those Lifetime movies, since it had a lot of those elements in there. The wife with problems, struggling, trying to make it after her jerk husband takes her son away and kicks her out. And then, of course, we have the woman who is smarter than everyone and more equipped to find the killers and the police. Because she's such a great writer. That's what, you know, gives her that skill to be better than the detectives. And it was just laughable in a lot of places. Like the female police captain, who was probably the worst actor in this. She just agrees to do everything Grace wants to do. I mean, I didn't realize it was that easy to become a consultant on the murder of your relative. I mean, I had no idea. You could just show up, say a few things, and boom, you have full access. But not just to the files, not just to, you know, talk about the case. You actually get to go out in the field with the police and question suspects and go to crime scenes. I had no idea a consultant could do that. You can also decide a course of action, how the investigation should go, and you get to set up sting operations, and the captain will just sign off on that with no real thought about it at all. I mean, I laughed out loud at some of this stuff. I mean, there's this scene where this lady's getting choked, and it looked so fake. And then I realized this is a TV-14 movie, rated TV-14, just like a made-for-TV movie would be. So you don't even get the benefit of any kind of solid kills or any of the sexiness required for this type of movie. Because there are parts that are meant to be sexy in this that were just hilarious. to me. Oh, and the story, which I didn't really mention too much about, it's beyond formulaic. If you watch this and you don't know who the killer is immediately, you're just not paying attention. You're not applying yourself. Because they point to the killer, they circle him, they point to him, and put an arrow over his head in every scene that he's in. You know who the killer is. But I think I beat this one up enough. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? Absolutely not. I would give this one a 20% on a rotten scale. And that was just for the unintentional laughter that it provided. It was entertaining in that regard. There's nothing good about this movie. Oh, and to answer the question I asked earlier, no. Alyssa did not get her acting chops up at all. She was pretty bad in this. Any kind of emotion of sadness and things of that nature she tried to convey, yeah, didn't come off as believable at all. There was this one scene where she shows up to the neighbor's house where, you know, you always got to have, in quotes, the love scene. And she shows up and walks in. He just says, hey, you know, I'm sorry or something. And then they just start going at it. And he says his one line is, once is not going to be enough. And I just lost it. I thought it was the funniest thing. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But let me say this to be fair. Clearly, I am not the target audience for this kind of movie. I only watched this because it was streaming number one. I usually try to stay away from kind of movies where I know it's not a kind of movie. Because there's a lot of movies that have been trending number one that I haven't done because I already know that I'm not going to be fair with it because it's just not, you know, I know it's not for me. And since I didn't know anything about this one, it said murder, thriller, mysteries. And you guys know, if you're veterans of my channel, you know I do a lot of mystery, thriller type movie. So I was like, well, okay, it's on Netflix, and I had no idea this was just going to have such a made-for-TV vibe to it and be so poorly acted. But again, I can see how a lot of women out there might like this lighthearted, no-thrills, thriller kind of mystery. If you took this movie and just put it on Lifetime exactly the way it is, it would fit right in and be right at home. And since I don't watch Lifetime, yeah, it's not my kind of movie. But anyway, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Yeah, check out my Instagram, Facebook, have a TikTok now. Go over there and check out, do my Monday morning reviews. And tomorrow is Monday recommendations. I'm going to do a new recommendation tomorrow. So yeah, head over there and check that out. Again, thank you for the time. I greatly appreciate it. Don't be afraid to like, share, subscribe, do all that good stuff. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.